Welcome to The Word for Today, featuring the Bible teaching of Pastor Chuck Smith, founder of the Calvary Chapel Movement. This radio program is a verse-by-verse study through the entire Bible. And on today's edition of The Word for Today, Pastor Chuck continues with the judgment of Tyre as we pick up in Ezekiel chapter 26, verse 14. And now with today's message, here's Pastor Chuck.
It is impossible to accurately determine the actual site of the original city of Tyre on the mainland because it was so totally devastated and destroyed by the dirt even being scraped and cast into the sea. We can only guess that this area, which is barren rock today, was no doubt somewhere in these perimeters and in this area was the ancient city of Tyre, but there are no ruins, no walls, nothing to indicate where the city itself might have been. And so the place of it has never been found or discovered, nor can we ascertain it with any certainty at all, which, of course, is another fulfillment here. But because the dirt was scraped, the rocks are an excellent place for the fishermen to dry their nets. And if you go to that area today, you will find even today fishermen drying their nets on these rocks, which were once the great city of Tyre, the nemesis of the ancient world because of the power of their navy. A city that was great in glory and power, but God pronounced his judgment because they rejoiced in the judgment of God upon Jerusalem. Thus saith the Lord God, verse 15, to Tyrus, shall not the isles or the coast shake at the sound of your fall when the wounded cry and when the slaughter is made in the midst of thee? Then all the princes of the sea shall come down from their thrones and lay away their robes and put off their broidered garments. They shall clothe themselves with trembling, and they shall sit upon the ground and shall tremble at every moment and be astonished at thee. And so the great fear that did come into the other neighboring cities and areas. And they shall take up a lamentation for thee and say to thee, how art thou destroyed that wast inhabited of seafaring men? The renowned city which was strong in the sea, she and her inhabitants which caused their terror to be all that haunt it. Now shall the isles tremble in the day of thy fall. Yea, the isles that are in the sea shall be troubled at thy departure. For thus saith the Lord God, when I shall make thee a desolate city, like the cities that are not inhabited, when I shall bring up the deep upon thee and the great waters shall cover thee, when I shall bring thee down with them that descend into the pit with the people of old time and shall set thee in the low parts of the earth in places desolate of old with them that go down to the pit that thou shalt not be inhabited, and I shall set glory in the land of the living, and I will make thee a terror, and thou shalt be no more. Though thou be sought for, yet shalt thou never be found again, saith the Lord God. Such is the case. We can't tell exactly where the city was because it was so totally devastated, and all you have is barren rock in that area where Tyre once existed. Now, there is a modern city of Tyre, which is a Palestinian stronghold in southern Lebanon. However, it is a few miles from the site of the ancient city. So though it bears the name of Tyre, it has not been built again in the area where the original Tyre once existed. There is, however, a spring there in Tyre known as Rezelain, which the engineers have measured a water flow of 10 million gallons a day. So it would be a very likely spot for a city to be built because of this abundant supply of fresh water. And yet, in spite of that, the city has never been built on that site again. So God's word holding to the present day. And you can go over there today and walk on that peninsula and see the causeway that was built by Alexander the Great, looking down into the water, seeing the stones that were thrown And the timbers, well, the timbers, of course, have since have gone, but you can still see the stones, and you can see the fishermen drying their nets, and you can see the barren, rocky area that was once the city of Tyre, but God's word still holding true to the present time. Tyre, of course, was a city of tremendous merchandise. It was almost the commercial center of the world because the navy, the powerful navy, carried the goods from Tyre all over the Mediterranean. And they supplied all of the nations around the Mediterranean as far as England with all of the merchandise and the goods and so forth. And thus, because of the commercial aspects, it was an extremely wealthy city. But it is interesting that God has a dislike for commercialism as such. People taking advantage of people. And in the book of Revelation, chapter 18, we find the judgment of God that is yet to come against the commercial system that has enslaved men's souls. How many people have become slaves to the whole commercial system? That is, most of your paycheck is going out on the various credit accounts and all, and you're really a slave. In a sense, you're laboring to pay the commercial accounts. And so God speaks against commercialism in Revelation 18, but also in the lamentation now against Tyre that is taken up by the prophet. And it is interesting and important for you that when you get a chance this week, you read Revelation 18 in the light of Ezekiel 27, and you will find the very same things that God is saying against the commercial system of the last days that is being destroyed was said at the destruction of Tyre. In fact, there are similar parallel passages that are here in 27 that are also found in Revelation chapter 18. So the word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, Now, son of man, take up a lamentation. This is a wailing, a cry for Tyrus. This is lamenting the destruction that has come. And say unto Tyrus, O thou that art situated at the entry of the sea, which art a merchant of the people of many coasts, thus saith the Lord God, O Tyrus, thou hast said, I am of perfect beauty. Now, the city of Tyre is in the first part of chapter 27 likened unto one of the ships of Tyre. And the city was the perfection of beauty. It was a very extremely, of course, the Mediterranean area there is just beautiful anyhow. It's just a glorious area along the Mediterranean. The weather is just ideal. It has an ideal year-round type of a climate. And the island just there in the sea was no doubt extremely beautiful. And there was so much wealth that the homes and all were no doubt just luxurious. So he likens it unto a beautiful ship of Tyrus. Thy borders are in the midst of the seas. Thy builders have perfected thy beauty. They have made all thy shipboards of fir trees. They have taken cedars from Lebanon to make the mast for thee. Of the oaks of Bashan have they made your oars. The company of the Asherites have made your benches of ivory. That would be Asherites, would be Cyprus. And brought out the Isles of Chittim is Cyprus. The coast of Chittim is Cyprus. And have brought out the Isles or the coast of Chittim. Fine linen with broidered work from Egypt was that which you have spread forth to be thy sail. And the blue and the purple from the coast of Elisha was that which covered thee. The inhabitants of Sidon, which is a sister city some 15 miles north, also a seaport, and Arvad were thy mariners. Thy wise men, O Tyrus, that were in thee were thy pilots. The ancients of Gebel and the wise men thereof were in thee, thy caulkers, and the ships of the sea with their mariners were in thee to occupy thy merchandise. And so all of this merchandise, the ivory, the linens from Egypt with the embroidered work, the furs, the cedars, the oaks, and all of the luxury items that were a part of the whole system of Tyrus. Verse 10, they of Persia and Lud and of Put were in thine army, thy men of war. They hanged the shield and helmet in thee. They set forth thy comeliness. So they had a mercenary army from various nations. The men of Arphad with thine army were upon thy walls round about, and the Gamedims were in thy towers. They hanged their shields upon thy walls round about. They have made thy beauty perfect. Tarshish, England, was thy merchant by reason of the multitude of all kind of riches with the silver and the iron, the tin and the lead, and they traded in thy fairs. And so the trade fairs that were there. Javan, Tubal, Meshech, they were thy merchants. They traded in slaves and vessels of brass in your markets. And they of the house of Torgarma, the Balkan states, they traded in your fairs with horses, horsemen, and mules. And the men of Dedan, down towards Saudi Arabia, were thy merchants. And many coasts were the merchandise in your hand. They brought thee for a present horns of ivory and ebony. Syria was thy merchant by reason of the multitude of the wares of thy making. They occupied in thy fairs with emeralds and purple, embroidered work, and fine linen, and coral and agate. Judah and the land of Israel, they were thy merchants. They traded in your market wheat of Minith and Peneg, and honey and oil and balm. Damascus was thy merchant in the multitude of the wares of thy making, for the multitude of all the riches in the wine of Helbon and the white wool. Dan also and Javan, going to and fro, occupied in thy fairs bright iron, cassia, calamus were in thy market. Various spices and all. Actually, if you go through the old city of Jerusalem, walking through the souk, you get somewhat of an idea of what was the ancient Tyre as far as all kinds of merchandise. The white wool coats and the linens, the embroidered work that you can purchase, the various jewelry stores and the spice stores and the shops. And so in Tyrus was a tremendous commercial center with all of these goods that were brought from all of the areas of the ancient world. And it was sort of a Hong Kong of the ancient world as far as you're able to shop and buy almost anything at great prices, you know. But there was tremendous market there in Tyre. Dan also, Javan, going to and fro, occupied thy fairs, bright iron, cassia, calamus is in thy market. Then Dedan was thy merchant in precious clothes for chariots. Arabia and all the princes of Kedar, they occupied thee in the lambs and in the rams and in the goats. And in these were thy merchants, the merchants of Sheba and Rama. They were thy merchants. They occupied in thy fairs with the chief of all the spices and with all precious stones and gold. Haran, Cana, Eden, the merchants of Sheba, Asher, and Kilmad were thy merchants. These were thy merchants in all sorts of things, in the blue clothes, the broidered work, in the chest of rich apparel, bound with cords and made of cedar among thy merchandise. And the ships of Tarshish did sing of thee in thy market, and thou wast replenished and made very glorious in the midst of the seas. And your rowers have brought thee into great waters, But the east wind has broken thee in the midst of the sea. The east wind, of course, being Nebuchadnezzar. And this great commercial center broken by Nebuchadnezzar. Thy riches and thy fares and thy merchandise and thy mariners and thy pilots and thy calkers and the occupiers of thy merchandise and all of the men of war that are in thee and in all thy company which is in the midst of thee shall fall into the midst of the seas in the day of thy ruin. The suburbs shall shake at the sound of the cry of thy pilots. And all that handle the oar, the mariners and the pilots of the sea shall come down from their ships and they shall stand upon the land and shall cause their voice to be heard against thee and shall cry bitterly and shall cast up dust upon their heads and they shall wallow themselves in the ashes and they shall make themselves. Now, these are the people that have been doing business, the merchants that have lost now this glorious trade center. They shall make themselves utterly bald for thee, that is, shaving themselves in sorrow, and gird themselves with sackcloth, and they shall weep for thee with bitterness of heart and bitter wailing. And in their wailing they shall take up a lamentation for thee and lament over thee, saying, what city is like Tyrus, like the destroyed in the midst of the sea? When thy wares went forth out of the seas, you filled many people. You'd enrich the kings of the earth with the multitude of your riches and with thy merchandise. And in the time when thou shalt be broken by the seas in the depths of the waters, thy merchandise and all the company in the midst of thee shall fall. And all the inhabitants of the coast shall be astonished at thee, and their king shall be sore afraid. They shall be troubled in their countenance. The merchants among the people shall hiss at thee, and thou shalt be a terror and never to be any more. Now, again, notice the wailing. They'll take up the lamentation. What city is like Tyrus, like thou which has been destroyed? In Revelation, as the destruction of the commercial Babylon system takes place, it declares again how that the kings of the earth, verse 9, have committed fornication, lived deliciously with her, shall bewail her and lament for her when they see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for fear of the torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, the mighty city, for in 1 hour her judgment has come. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buys her merchandise anymore, the merchandise of gold and silver, precious stones, pearls, fine linen, purple, silk, scarlet, and all thynine wood, and all manner of vessels of ivory, all manners of vessels of most precious wood and brass and iron and marble, cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and the fruit of thy soul lust and departs and so forth. And they cry when they see the smoke of the burning and they say, you know, what city is like this city? So it is a interesting parallel between the destruction of Tyrus, which becomes a type of the destruction of the Babylonian commercial system in the last days. And the lamentation is much the same as people mourn for the loss of all of these luxurious goods that were once offered there in the fair, the trade fairs in Tyrus. Now, as we get into chapter 28, the attention now is directed against the king of Tyre. Chapter 26, against the city of Tyre. Chapter 27, against the merchandising of Tyre. Chapter 28, now is directed against the king or the prince of Tyre. And as we get into this, suddenly there is a transition and he begins to address himself unto Satan, the power behind the earthly kingdom. Now, the Bible says that Satan is the prince of this world. And unless a nation is really dedicated to God and its leaders dedicated to God, then Satan is controlling and seeks to control the leadership of the world. Hitler was a man who was controlled by the white masters, these men who, after the fall of the Third Reich, moved down into Peru, men who are into all kinds of spiritism. They controlled Hitler during the period of the Third Reich. And he was a man who was controlled by these demonic forces, guided by these men who were high in the area of white magic. The rebuke of the king of Tyre in chapter 28, the word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, Son of man, say to the prince of Tyrus, thus saith the Lord God, because thy heart is lifted up, and thou hast said, I am a God, I sit in the throne of God, and in the midst of the seas, yet thou art a man and not God, though thou set thy heart as the heart of God. Now immediately, this causes us to think of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, where it declares that the Antichrist is going to come and stand in the temple of God and declare that he is God and demand to be worshiped as God in the last days. So the Prince of Tyrus becomes an interesting type of the Antichrist, declaring himself to be God and setting himself up as a God. Now, this indeed did happen. The king of Tyrus assumed the God role and proclaimed himself to be God and began to demand the worship of the people.
We'll continue with more of our verse-by-verse Bible study in the book of Ezekiel on our next broadcast, as Pastor Chuck continues to teach through the Bible. And we do hope you'll make plans to join us. But right now, if you'd like to order a copy of today's message, simply order Ezekiel 26 through 28 when visiting thewordfortoday.org. And while you're there, be sure to browse the many additional biblical resources by Pastor Chuck. You can also subscribe to the Word for Today podcast or sign up for our email subscription. Once again, that's thewordfortoday.org. For those of you wishing to call, our toll-free number is 1-800-272-WORD, and our office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Again, that's 1-800-272-9673. If you prefer to write, our mailing address is The Word for Today, P.O. Box 8000, Costa Mesa, California, 92628. And now, on behalf of The Word for Today, we'd like to thank all of you who share in supporting this ministry with your prayers and financial support. And be sure to join us again next time as Pastor Chuck continues his verse-by-verse study through the Bible. That's right here on the next edition of The Word for Today. And now, once again, here's Pastor Chuck.
Now may the Lord be with you. May the Lord watch over you and keep you in His love and in His grace. May the Lord cause you to abound in every good work for Jesus Christ. And may the Lord grant to you new dimensions of relationship with Him, that you might become more keenly aware of His presence with you and His power to help you. May God bless you. May you have just a fruitful, blessed week walking with Jesus Christ.
This program has been sponsored by Calvary Chapel of Costa Mesa, California.
I have a question for you. How would you like to go from Genesis to Revelation in 1 year using a daily Bible devotional? And what if this devotional was written by Pastor Chuck? Then I've got great news. Be one of the many thousands of readers who have enjoyed reading Wisdom for Today, a daily devotional that speaks volumes of wisdom to apply to your everyday life. Come alongside Pastor Chuck as he takes you on a journey from Genesis to Revelation, providing God's truth to answer your questions and discover how this might very well become your most beloved and cherished devotional ever. To order your copy of Wisdom for Today, a leather hardback, for yourself or for a loved one, please call The Word for Today at 1-800-272-9673. Or visit us online for more information and to read a preview at thewordfortoday.org.